We just heard Love Games by International Music System and Megatron Man by Patrick Kelly. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Gray Area here on WRCT Pittsburgh, and I hope you join me next week. Have a great night. Thanks so much.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Would you look at the time? Oh my gosh, believe it or not, we made it. We made it to the final hour of the Viva Lamont radio program, whether that is a midnight on a Friday or a 5 o'clock on a Tuesday. But we're here. We're here, and I, the Mockster, and so happy that you joined me. Yeah, and you're hanging out, or you just stumbled upon this. We've got a thing called the Mock to get into. Before we get into the Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Attic Records is family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit them today in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. Now let's get ourselves into this thing called the Mock. I take a word, artist, performer, or theme, take something of that nature. That's the nature of it. And I throw it under the Mock light. Play cover songs, tribute songs, songs about it, songs that somehow within 19 degrees of separation qualify in the Mockster's mind. Tonight we are flashing back to April 2nd, 2010. When I originally did this mock. Yes, it is a Motley Crue metal mock. Yeah, last week you heard a Moon Martin mock. I'm just keeping this M alliteration for a couple weeks, right? How's that sound? So we are doing a Motley Crue mock for you tonight. Starting things off with the band The Electric Hellfire Club.
No! feeling free, a little bit better than I used to be, cause I'm alive.
Going out with the show. bicycle and a switchblade knife. Handful of grease in my hair feels right. But what I need to get me tight are those girls, girls, girls. Long legs and burgundy lips. Girls, girls, girls. Dancing down on the Sunset Strip. Girls, girls, girls. Red lips, fingertips. Crazy horse, Harry France. Forgot the names, remember romance. I got the photos of Fromage Artois. Must have broke those Frenchies' laws with those girls, girls, girls. The Body Shop and the Marble Arch. Chicks, chicks, chicks. Tropicana's where I lost my heart. Girls, girls, girls. They got them in Ipanema. Girls, girls, girls. My brown eyed girls, girls, girls. With new wave hairdos, I love girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls.
Hey Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, a rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go down to the shore.
What are you gonna do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, you gonna check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
That's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a tour show. Really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Dub me two times, baby. Dub me twice today. Dub me two times, girl. Cause I got AIDS. Dub me two times, baby. Once for tomorrow. Once cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison impression there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, I ran over my neighbors. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, now they're all the papers. My nose bought me a bitchin' Camaro with no insurance to match. So if I happen to run you down, please don't leave a scratch. I ran over some old lady one night at the county fair, and I didn't get arrested because my dad's a mayor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, donuts on your lawn. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, Tony, Orlando, and Dawn. When I drive past the kids, they all spit and cuss, cause I've got a bitchin' Camaro and they have to ride the bus. So you better get out of my way when I come through your yard, cause I've got a bitchin' Camaro and an Exxon credit card. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, hey man, where you headed? Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, I'm drunk on unleaded.
We'll be right back. you're too fast for love. She's just too loud.
Yeah. she's bulletproof. She keeps her motor clean. And believe me, she's a number 13. When the church strikes midnight, she's looking louder and louder. She's gonna turn on your juice board. So she turns on the power. She's got the looks that she's got.
Wrapping up a mock here on 88.3 FM WRCT of Motley Crue. Shivery doing Looks That Kill from their Tainted Love, Mating Calls, and Fight Songs album. Before that, Menson gave us their song Tommy Lee. Also had the Donnas in there from their Get Skin Tight album, doing The Crue Is Too Fast for Love. Dead Milkman name dropping The Crue. Not the most flattering light, but in Bitchin' Camaro from Big Blizzard in My Backyard. Richard Cheese doing Girls, 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 which I think segued so nicely out of death metal. Yeah, I played death metal on my program, 6 Feet Under, doing Bastards from Death Rituals. I thought it was actually more humorous than it was serious, but I guess that's my two cents. Dr. Feelgood, the band, not the album. The Nick Lowe produced Punch Drunk. Yeah, not a Crue cover. I think you get the connection. The band's called Dr. Feelgood. Speaking of Dr. Feelgood, Kickstart My Heart, the song here in the background, originally found on the Dr. Feelgood album. I played Between the Buried and Me, their cover of that. The Ataris gave us The Crue's On With the Show. Fozzy doing Live Wire, Electric Hellfire Club, starting off the entire mock with their cover of Shout at the Devil from Empathy for the Devil. And that gets us here.
38 minutes past your hour. Appreciate you tuning in, listening. My name is Paul. I'm your host. I am the Mockster. It is 88.3 FM WRCT. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Hey, speaking of hour, you know, what's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues music? About 3 hours of classic and traditional blues music with the Deep Blues Hour. Yeah, the Deep Blues Hour is actually 3 hours long. You can join your host each and every Tuesday from 7 until 10 p.m. for 3 hours of classic and traditional blues music here on WRCT. But here during the Viva La Mock radio program, let's keep the rock and roll going with the Donner Party. We'll be right back.
Congratulations. You have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. I think research and development is a fascinating field, and I hope to do some exciting work in the food industry.
Have you decided on a specialty?
Well, my new job deals with basic research, particularly nutrition. In the future, I hope to develop new food products and work on production. I've got some background in engineering, you know.
I'm pleased for you. Research and development is an important field in every industry, but particularly in the food industry. The average consumer can't imagine the amount of research and engineering needed to develop new products and packaging. A safe, plentiful, nutritious food supply is taken for granted.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Yeah, yeah, yeah! I'm working hard to treat you right. I promised you a wonderful life, the American dream. You offer me with that proud stare, a sexy bounty, long, long hair. You're so beautiful, I can't wait till I get there. With the boys to bed, Mama close.
Thank you. gives me the good stuff. Only you can make me feel the way you do, my love. Only my career gives me the good stuff. Only you can make me feel the way you do, my love. Only my good stuff, great stuff. Oh, my career, my career. Oh, my career.
Brand new four for you here on the Viva La Mock radio program. New album's called Alliance. The song was Good Stuff, and it was a request by the Good Stuff herself. Camille actually sent me a request at wrctrequest@gmail.com and said, Mockster, please, can you play that new Thor? I said, of course, and it was a good song. Isn't it not a good song? Maybe you should call and request that on other WRCT shows. Just think about it. Just think about it. Hey, in that set of music, before the Thor, played some Dick Dale with Miserloo. Also, it was 6X, a band out of Atlanta, Georgia, doing their version of Come On Down to My Boat. And the Donner Party from 1988. Now, I'm going to slaughter the name of the song. It's Dansen Garpar Svenska Skar, which is actually Swedish. So if it could be translated, it's something like The Dance Goes On, Svenska Skar. And it's actually a cover. It is. Hey, don't forget that every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings you help and hope to people in need. Thanks to support by everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters, big and small. They support military families, and they ensure blood is available when needed. They also teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So be a hero and donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. As always, I appreciate you listening to the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Possible without your support. Donate at waywardradio.org. Thank you. You're listening to Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. I want to share a passage from a new book that I really love. It's by a college professor who's describing bringing his children for a visit to campus. He writes, "On the ground floor of my office building, I'm pointing out the details of a wall map to my children. The bell rings. Class is let out. I mutter an easy prediction. Watch this. Everyone will stare at their phones. Students amble into the hallway. One meanders towards us, bumps into me, recalibrates her trajectory without looking up, and continues her Roomba-like text walking." I love that Roomba-like text walking. I've seen that. I've been there.
Both the little robot vacuum and the people walking around looking at their phones and just kind of like gently bumping into walls and people and furniture. Yeah. And, it's all very careful, but yeah. Still divided attention.
Right. I was going to say sort of oblivious yet aware at the same time.
But before the phones, you know, it was not uncommon to see people doing this. I remember living in New York before cell phones, newspapers and books people would walk down the street reading. And there was something kind of charming about it, as long as they didn't bump into you too hard.
Right. Well, and now we have a term to describe it, Roomba-like text walking.
The Roombas. Roombas. Just shorten it. They're all Roombas. But if they could pick up a little trash as they go, that'd be great.
Well, that's from a new book called How to Think Like Shakespeare, Lessons from a Renaissance Education. It's by Scott Neustock, and I'm really crazy about this book, so I want to talk about it later in the show.
And I know we're both looking forward to talking to our listeners about language. Call us, 877-929-9673. Email us, words@waywardradio.org, or talk to us on Twitter at WAYWORD.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, Martha. How are you? My name is Caitlin, and I'm calling from Laredo, Texas.
Welcome to the show. What can we help you with?
So I'm calling to ask about a word that I have learned since moving here to Laredo, a very specific Laredo word, it seems like, that is the use of the word mariachi to refer to breakfast tacos.
Food word, Martha.
Breakfast tacos, yes.
So you moved to Laredo from where?
From Wisconsin, originally.
And so no mariachi tacos in Wisconsin?
No, for sure not. I think it was maybe the first week that I had started my job at the office, and somebody stopped by to tell me that there were mariachis in the kitchen, and I was a bit confused for a second until they clarified that apparently here in Laredo it is another word for breakfast tacos.
And what was it when you got it? What was in the breakfast taco?
Usually it's just, you know, eggs and something else on a tortilla, maybe egg and potato or egg and bacon, egg and ham, with or without salsa, all different kinds of variations.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And so your question is, why that word and why there?
Yes. I mean, I tried to do some of my own research, but there's some of this kind of speculation that because a mariachi taco will wake you up like a mariachi band would, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to see if you all knew or could find anything more specific.
Yeah, that's actually close to the theory that I learned that I like best. And I learned it from Jose Ralat. He has a book published in 2020 called American Tacos. And so he has explored the American taco experience, and it's a wonderful book. And he talks about the mariachi tacos from Laredo, Texas. And he says it was a breakfast taco wrapped in flour tortilla, 8 to 10 inches, filled with a single item originally, and then grilled and slightly crisped. But he says now it can have more than one filling. But he says there are a couple different theories, but the one that he likes, he learned from Professor Norma Cantu, who is now Professor Emeritus at the University of Texas, San Antonio. And she traces the mariachi tacos to a long-gone Laredo restaurant called Las Cazuelas on Market Street in Laredo.
Okay.
According to him, and I'm quoting him, quoting her, the workers at the rail yard would stop there at this restaurant for breakfast, and a story is that one rail worker said his tacos weren't picante enough, they weren't spicy enough, so the cook told him that she would make him one that would have him shouting like a mariachi, you know, the grito that they do,